I hate airplane napkins. In this age of going green and complimentary beverage service only, what is the reinvented purpose of the cocktail napkin? Until a recent flight, my cocktail napkin primarily served to decorate my tray table before being returned to the stewardess, unused. But there I was, 36,000 feet over the Arizona desert, and the thought came to me. She never flew in an airplane. She was my sister Lulu, who despite physical beauty, a kind heart, and an intelligent mind, none of us could save from the tortures of depression. After a decade-long struggle, at the age of 24, she ended her life. 15 years have passed since that phone call came on a Thursday afternoon, and I am not the same 22-year-old who answered. The passage of time has healed me, yet moved my life forward in directions she never knew, and away from moments I wanted to cling to, relinquish, and revise all at once. In The Year of Magical Thinking, Joan Didion writes, "We try to keep the dead alive in order to keep them with us. But if we are to live ourselves, there comes a point at which we must relinquish the dead. Let them go. Keep them dead. Let them become the photograph on the table. This is my life now. I have reached cruising altitude, and she is the photograph on my table. I cry because I want nothing more than her next to me, now, healthy. I cry because I couldn't make it different for her, yet different is exactly what she'd want my life to be. And I cry because I know I am not unique in my loss. I know each of us has a story to tell and a photograph on our table." So as the passenger next to me turns the pages of the latest Dan Brown novel and the passenger across from me heroically plays Angry Birds, I reach for my cocktail napkin and wipe away tears for someone I lost on the ground below and for her little sister trying to navigate her way through the skies above. With a perspective, I'm Emily Leonard.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.